Lehrabschlussprüfungen für Kauffrau Kaufmann, E-Profil 2010. Englisch, Hörverstehen, Serie 1. Each part of this listening comprehension will be played twice. Task A. Look at the notes below. Listen to the messages and monologues. Fill in the missing information. You now have 20 seconds to look at the tasks. Now listen. 1. A message on a company answer phone.
Good morning. This is Catherine Thompson. That's Thomson. I would like to reconfirm my flight from Chicago O'Hare to Boston next Wednesday, the 22nd of July. The flight leaves Chicago at 11:50 and arrives at Boston at 15:05. The flight number is AA1016 and my reservation number RQ223459. In case there are any changes, please leave a message at the Marriott Hotel on Airport Drive, Chicago. The phone number is 07060254368. Thank you very much.
You are going to hear the text again in about 5 seconds.
Good morning. This is Catherine Thompson. That's Thomson. I would like to reconfirm my flight from Chicago O'Hare to Boston next Wednesday, the 22nd of July. The flight leaves Chicago at 11:50 and arrives at Boston at 15:05. The flight number is AA1016 and my reservation number RQ223459. In case there are any changes, please leave a message at the Marriott Hotel on Airport Drive, Chicago. The phone number is 07060254368. Thank you very much.
Now go on to part two. Two. A message on a company answer phone.
Hello. You're connected to Oxford's International Business School. If you need information about the availability of courses, press 1. To get information about course fees, press 2. If you need help with financing your studies, press 3. For information concerning accommodation, press 4. If you have a question concerning an invoice, contact the accounts department by pressing 5. If you would like to talk to your tutor, enter your student code number. For any other information, press 6 to talk to one of the school's assistants. Thank you for calling.
You're going to hear the text again in about 5 seconds.
Hello. You're connected to Oxford's International Business School. If you need information about the availability of courses, press 1. To get information about course fees, press 2. If you need help with financing your studies, press 3. For information concerning accommodation, press 4. If you have a question concerning an invoice, contact the accounts department by pressing 5. If you would like to talk to your tutor, enter your student code number. For any other information, press 6 to talk to one of the school's assistants. Thank you for calling.
This is the end of Task A. Task B will begin in about 20 seconds. Task B. You will now listen to a conversation. For each question, mark the correct answer, A, B, or C. Tick one answer only. You now have 30 seconds to look at the task. Ready?
So, when will you be able to install the new air conditioning system?
I think we should have all the necessary parts by the end of next week. That is, the 24th of July.
Then you could install it sometime during the following week, so it would be ready by August at the latest.
If we have to put it in this month, we will have to come during office hours.
Oh no, we can't possibly work that way. You know we also receive clients here. Couldn't you do it after 5?
We could, but not in July, I'm afraid. We're pretty much booked up. We might fit it in on a Saturday, but the installation team would have to be paid overtime, which would increase the cost.
Oh, dear. We really need the new system. The old one is just not efficient enough. You know, last year it even broke down once during July. Luckily, you got it going again. Otherwise, I don't know how we'd have survived the summer. Not to mention the bad impression we would have made on our visiting clients.
Yes, I remember. Look, how about splitting the extra cost? After all, you are a good customer of ours.
Okay, I guess that sounds reasonable. How long do you think your people will need anyway?
If I can get 3 men for the job, which should be possible, I think they will need 6 to 7 hours.
So that's about 20 man hours.
Right, plus 20% for overtime, which we'll split.
Agreed. So the next thing we have to talk about then is maintenance.
The first 12 months maintenance is included. After that, we recommend you subscribe to a service contract, which is £150 a year. We will then check the whole system twice a year and do any repair work that is needed. You will only pay extra for the material we need.
I don't see why that should be necessary. Can't you just come when something needs fixing?
Of course we can. But it would be better to find weak parts before something goes wrong.
Well, I thought your system was reliable, and now you seem to expect it to break down regularly.
No, actually, it's very reliable. Let me make another suggestion. If there is a problem during the second year, you will pay our engineers time to sort it out, and we will pay for any spare parts needed. And after that, you decide if you want to opt for the service contract or not.
All right.
You are going to hear the text again in about 10 seconds.
So, when will you be able to install the new air conditioning system?
I think we should have all the necessary parts by the end of next week. That is, the 24th of July.
Then you could install it sometime during the following week, so it would be ready by August at the latest.
If we have to put it in this month, we will have to come during office hours.
Oh no, we can't possibly work that way. You know we also receive clients here. Couldn't you do it after 5?
We could, but not in July, I'm afraid. We're pretty much booked up. We might fit it in on a Saturday, but the installation team would have to be paid overtime, which would increase the cost.
Oh dear, we really need the new system. The old one is just not efficient enough. You know, last year it even broke down once during July. Luckily, you got it going again. Otherwise, I don't know how we'd have survived the summer. Not to mention the bad impression we would have made on our visiting clients.
Yes, I remember. Look, how about splitting the extra cost? After all, you are a good customer of ours.
Okay, I guess that sounds reasonable. How long do you think your people will need anyway?
If I can get 3 men for the job, which should be possible, I think they will need 6 to 7 hours.
So that's about 20 man hours.
Right. Plus 20% for overtime, which we'll split.
Agreed. So the next thing we have to talk about then is maintenance.
The first 12 months maintenance is included. After that, we recommend you subscribe to a service contract, which is £150 a year. We will then check the whole system twice a year and do any repair work that is needed. You will only pay extra for the material we need.
I don't see why that should be necessary. Can't you just come when something needs fixing?
Of course we can, but it would be better to find weak parts before something goes wrong.
Well, I thought your system was reliable, and now you seem to expect it to break down regularly.
No, actually, it's very reliable. Let me make another suggestion. If there is a problem during the second year, you will pay our engineers time to sort it out, and we will pay for any spare parts needed. And after that, you decide if you want to opt for the service contract or not.
All right.
This is the end of Task B. Task C will begin in about 20 seconds. Task C. Listen and answer the questions. Please use keywords. You now have 30 seconds to look at the task. And here we go.
Today our guest is Rebecca Young, a specialist in Caribbean studies at London University. She's just come back from the island of St. Lucia. Rebecca, most of our listeners won't know much about this Caribbean island. Could you give us some background information?
Well, it's quite a mountainous island with two extinct volcanoes in the Western Atlantic. It was discovered by Columbus around 1500. Later, the British and French fought for it, and the island changed hands 14 times before it finally stayed British.
But that's incredible.
Yes, it is. But you know, the good old days weren't so good everywhere.
But as far as I know, it's now an independent state, isn't it?
Yes, in 1979 it became independent and a member of the Commonwealth.
What kind of people live there?
There's a population of about 173,000. 82% of them are black. They're mainly descendants of the African slaves who were brought to the island by the British in order to work on the sugarcane plantations.
I see. Is sugar still produced, or are there other economic activities today?
They still produce sugar. And I also visited a distillery where they produce rum, which is definitely too strong for my taste. However, nowadays their main export is bananas, followed by flour and rice.
I see. And what about tourism?
Actually, tourism is the most important part of their economy, as it's the biggest provider of work. There are quite a number of hotels, most of which are in the higher price range, and a lot of people find work either directly in hotels or in other parts of the service sector.
If I understand you correctly, St. Lucia isn't the place to go when I'm looking for a cheap holiday then, is it?
No, they don't cater to mass tourism. Which is probably just as well when you think of some of the bad examples in Europe, like parts of Mallorca. But if you want something special, the beaches on the West Coast are really fabulous. And even during high season, never so crowded as the ones in Italy, France or Spain.
Are there any problems with unemployment?
Well, there are no exact figures, but the unemployment rate is estimated to be around 25%. But of course, this could increase further as the global crisis goes on, since they largely depend on American tourists. However, inflation is under control at 1.9% per year.
What currency do they have?
They have the East Caribbean dollar, which at the moment equals 0.26 euros. Or, in other words, there are about 4 Caribbean dollars to the euro.
So, I might consider St. Lucia for a special treat after all.
I'm sure you would enjoy it.
You're going to hear the text again in about 10 seconds.
Today our guest is Rebecca Young, a specialist in Caribbean studies at London University. She's just come back from the island of St. Lucia. Rebecca, most of our listeners won't know much about this Caribbean island. Could you give us some background information?
Well, it's quite a mountainous island with two extinct volcanoes in the Western Atlantic. It was discovered by Columbus around 1500. Later, the British and French fought for it, and the island changed hands 14 times before it finally stayed British.
But that's incredible.
Yes, it is. But you know, the good old days weren't so good everywhere.
But as far as I know, it's now an independent state, isn't it?
Yes, in 1979 it became independent and a member of the Commonwealth.
What kind of people live there?
There's a population of about 173,000. 82% of them are black. They're mainly descendants of the African slaves who were brought to the island by the British in order to work on the sugarcane plantations.
I see. Is sugar still produced, or are there other economic activities today?
They still produce sugar. And I also visited a distillery where they produce rum, which is definitely too strong for my taste. However, nowadays their main export is bananas, followed by flour and rice.
I see. And what about tourism?
Actually, tourism is the most important part of their economy, as it's the biggest provider of work. There are quite a number of hotels, most of which are in the higher price range, and a lot of people find work either directly in hotels or in other parts of the service sector.
If I understand you correctly, St. Lucia isn't the place to go when I'm looking for a cheap holiday then, is it?
No, they don't cater to mass tourism, which is probably just as well when you think of some of the bad examples in Europe, like parts of Mallorca. But if you want something special, the beaches on the West Coast are really fabulous. And even during high season, never so crowded as the ones in Italy, France or Spain.
Are there any problems with unemployment?
Well, there are no exact figures, but the unemployment rate is estimated to be around 25%. But of course, this could increase further as the global crisis goes on, since they largely depend on American tourists. However, inflation is under control at 1.9% per year.
What currency do they have?
They have the East Caribbean dollar, which at the moment equals 0.26 euros. Or, in other words, there are about 4 Caribbean dollars to the euro.
So, I might consider St. Lucia for a special treat after all.
I'm sure you would enjoy it.
This is the end of Task C. You now have time to complete your answers. This is the end of your English Listening Comprehension exam. Please stop writing and hand in your paper.